monitoring.
Beep this morning, KN4, KFW.
Up three times this morning, so figured I'd just go ahead and get up and be done with it.
Good, that makes for a long day.
And I got a bunch of errands to run today.
It won't take too long.
Most all day.
Question, did you get your truck back?
Yet. Hopefully you get it back today.
Make it in?
All the parts were here yesterday. They just didn't get started on it as early as they wanted to. So they were putting it back together yesterday afternoon when I went by. So it'll probably be ready this morning.
Did they feel like they lost any parts?
No, I looked at the heater and it doesn't look like anything fell off of it. So I think we're okay there.
Thanks.
By yourself this morning?
I called out earlier, but you know when they got in the car, but nobody came back.
I guess it's a good thing I needed to get up in it.
People, do your business this today.
Not till time to get the tool truck. Most everything I need to do is up here.
At least it won't be far away. All day today. Last two Fridays, I got off at noon.
Something like it.
Man, the park where we're supposed to be at down there in Hunting Island, and that see if they were going to open and that, and I saw that they opened back up the camping yesterday.
I'm sure they had some cleanup, touch up on things, but it takes a day or two, but seems like it wasn't too bad then.
About a week longer there than it did at, the next island up.
Plans for this weekend.
Yeah, looks like we got a season one to run to Sam's and get stocked up on the stuff that we normally get from there. And after that, I don't think there's any real plans. But definitely ain't going anywhere for camping or getting any grandkids.
You're going to get you some rest this weekend, KO4HKX.
KFW. Yeah, I don't know about that. I want to put some cardboard down and around some plants and that in the back, try to keep the grass from growing. I figure put some cardboard and cover it with some mulch so it'll last a little while.
In a while. Cardboard biodegradable, but it'll take it at least a year. And guys, I'll be right back. I'm going to grab me something to drink. KO4HKX.
Morning, Andrew. KN4TFW.
Well, it's finally Friday. I'm glad. I'm ready for it.
Friday.
That word today, want to leave if the line stops. That way I don't have to stay and herd cat.
The money.
It's usually why I'm not mean and seeing people home that are just standing there fiddling and doing nothing. But, you know, you keep walking around and somebody's just standing there not doing anything, and I'm like, you know, y'all want the money. Either you work, just do something, look busy, or go home.
On that one. Eh, it's Friday, maybe they'll leave early.
I leave early, I get to leave early.
This weekend, I think Susan said something about running down to Sam's and had to pick up stuff, you know, some supplies that we normally get from there. But other than that, I think that's about it.
And, I guess it's family party, you know, just had family over and kind of celebrated birthdays. It was so
doing a camping trip, right?
Camping next weekend, the Boy Scouts. That'll be fun. We're going up to Camp Grimes.
Where that is. I noticed that Hunting Island opened back up for camping yesterday afternoon. The next 2 weeks, there's another hurricane.
checked lately. I was thinking there was something brewing out there, but I really don't know.
Turned and went up towards Bermuda.
Reservations for September?
Made them a couple of months ago. Because it's hard to get in there, and I was just, you know, I just kept checking and checking, and finally they had some, you know, 5 days in a row there.
How your experience is down there, because I've never stayed down there. I've heard about the animals and stuff coming out left and right, but I wouldn't mind knowing how it is. Because we're trying to figure out where we're going to take the boys, and I thought about Hunting Island State Park.
It's been at least 15 years since I've been down here. But yeah, the wildlife is awesome. I saw a deer when I first pulled in and got the camper set up, turned around, he was sitting there breathing on me. Every afternoon they'd come by and see you. I put out fresh water for them. Me and Susan were sitting there at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Here come a raccoon. He just walked right up, opened up the cooler, and grabbed him something. Hey, that's like horseshoe crab mating season, and man, they were there by the thousands.
Leave nothing outside there, right? KO4HKX.
Patrick strap on the cooler to keep it close.
Got that little Yeti bungee by now.
There was two of them trying to get into a motorhome. I watched them for 2 hours messing, trying to get in there.
Point.
We're on a loop that's closest to the beach, and not necessarily up towards the woods. And that, so might not be as much wildlife, and plus I have the dog with me, so you know she might keep them away a little bit. Boy, if you go down there, I don't care what time of year it is, you better bring you some serious bug spray.
Dad, I want to try to get one of the primitive camping spots if they can hold up to 30 people. So that's, you know, we're usually going to be somewhere around 15 to 20, maybe 25, but I think that's what we're going to try to do is their primitive site.
Hunting Island.
What I was reading, they have two or three primitive sites. It's not in the main campground, so it's probably in the woods somewhere, and it'll hold up to 30 people.
I believe it's down by the lighthouse.
Where the biggest concentration of mosquitoes are.
Down there by the lagoon where the alligators are, wouldn't it?
Oh, that's one thing that I would worry about being down there.
TFW, yeah, they got like 5 miles of beach.
Yeah, but I've heard it was kind of a rustic beach as well. You know, they don't let you take anything off the beach.
However God left it, you know, whatever nature did to it, that's how it is. And that your dog's allowed on the beach, you know, all during the day and everything. So it's pretty nice. I like it because it's not all grown up. As a matter of fact, it's probably 15 miles to anything. KN4 TFW.
When you go, see if you can find me some information about their primitive site. Because I'll have to make reservations. I mean, we got a year, so. But I want to try to get them, make sure we can get what we need.
I'll just double check on it and see.
How's it been so far?
Better, but it could have been worse too, so. No tool truck, kind of dampened in business a little bit. And so, hopefully though, get it back today and everything will be back up and running Monday, so not too bad, but not great either.
You need
tearing it apart yesterday morning and got pulled off to go do something else. And they said they should have it finished up this morning.
Good day.
Well, they were starting to go back together yesterday afternoon when I went by about 3:30, 4 o'clock. So I figured they be back together this morning with it by lunchtime anyway.
Plan?
No big weekend plan. Got to fix the wife's car. So I'll be doing that this week. Finally got the part to do it. So hopefully we don't run into any more problems with it.
I don't know what the weather's going to be like this weekend, y'all. I ain't even checked.
When I was looking at the weather for down there, it's supposed to be nice. Low to mid-80s and sunny. And but up here, they're calling for rain and thunderstorms, so that's nothing unusual. For round two of COVID.
Is it that time of year again?
Already talking about it on the news and hyping it all up again. It's M something. I don't know what they're calling it this time, but they say it's already in like 25 states here or something like that. I can't remember. I called a blurb about it and I just like, not again.
That monkey pox or something like that. They just renamed it.
Yeah, M-pox or something.
Crisis, y'all. It would be a good week in the U.S. if we didn't have one.
A bobtail tractor in front of me that, you know, he's towing another tractor, you know, backwards. He's got lights hanging off of the grill. And he must have put them on backwards because he signaled right, or he went right, but the lights are signaling left.
Good check of my lights is the way to go.
Check them, you know what I mean, at least when I'm hooking up the trailer anyway.
What do you do when it's dark outside? All you got to do is look in your mirror. They're working.
Yeah. Well, gentlemen, I'm getting off of my exit, so I'm going to say 7-3. Y'all have a great day. Be safe out there, and hopefully we'll holler at you Monday morning. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on y'all's final. 7-3.
Hope you have a great day. KO4HKX.
7-3, Andrew. Have a good day and a good weekend. KO4CEF. Maybe didn't get in to see the president.
Waited in line all that time over there and then got to the door and then didn't get in.
They didn't know that it was full.
A lot of people trying to get in there. I don't know if he sent you pictures, but he sent me some, and that was lines and lines of people.
Had a few pictures on it. It's like, man, it was terrible. That's when it needs to be like a Woodstock type of event, right?
It needs to be in a field somewhere, but wait. Oh, they might try to shoot him again.
We have a couple of golf cart batteries yesterday. Got them in the back of the car now.
What do you use so many batteries for over there?
There's probably 20 forklifts. There's two golf carts, and then there's two, like, Cushman maintenance carts.
Curious, because it seems like, you know, every month or every other month, you're going after batteries, and I'm like, good night, what are y'all doing with them?
I bought these about 2 years ago, and just two of them just ain't holding a charge. Man, they were Duracell.
Nothing's what it used to be.
Right about that. And then the forklifts, some of them get drove, you know, a good bit every day. And then some of them, they don't. You know, they crank them up and drive them a little bit and shut them off. And that never have a real chance to charge up the battery.
For HKX, you ever thought about putting battery maintainers in there where you park them?
Park wherever you got off of it at. You know, and most of the time it's outside somewhere, it's in the rain and all kinds of stuff.
One of the little solar ones up on top of it then.
Would help if they parked it inside though, right?
No, sounds like the company needs to get a better hold on their employees and start making them take care of things instead of just wasting money.
Probably not going to happen. KN4 TFW.
I'd see that in the way they're spending money on that stuff, because those batteries aren't cheap.
They're up earlier this week with tax was like $47. These were $110 a piece. And that, man, it's a good thing Eric ain't traveling to work today. Man, it's all red back up his way.
Well, 85 has been a disaster for the last 2 weeks.
It's been, I don't know if they're working on 290 at night or not. I've seen some trucks look like they had just pulled up some cones. I don't know if they were they working on it when you went by.
I didn't go that way home yesterday because I had to go around Rutherford Road over to Berea. But yesterday morning when I come through, they were already cleaned up, just like with you. They'd already ground all that up. So I don't know how far they're going to grind back up through there, but hopefully they're going to do something with that road all the way back up to Sandy Flats, at least pave it. They need to widen it.
Terrible. And I hate to drag the trailer up through there and beat it all up.
We go out the other way. That's the main block of a night, too, I think. There where they're working on it, they're putting that line in down through there. But I think they're about done with it, getting close anyway.
When you said they were putting that cone, Susan left. She'd go up through there, but she didn't see anything.
Yesterday when I stopped by certified, they were doing a little bit of work, but they didn't have anything closed off. They were just kind of cleaning up and loading dump trucks with the dirt they had piled down there in front of the church. So they could be doing some at night, but and or road closures at night, but not any of the big stuff. Getting out of there early today, I bet. You ain't got to go get no batteries or nothing like that.
Well, I mean, they just sprung these batteries on me yesterday about noon. Yes, but yeah, I don't have any plans today to get off early. First parked in the median, about 200 yards apart. First one, ladies walking in the dark down the median. No taillights on the vehicle, but the headlights are still on. But yeah, that looks like a disaster.
Somebody gonna hit it sooner or later. Or her, if you're walking down the road. That ain't good.
Little bypass road for that construction work. It's, man, it's busy this morning.
Reading the headline, news headlines this morning on the computer. One of them saying that we're in a recession to rival the 1970s and 2001. In 2008, and then flip to the next one, and it says the economy's doing great. There's going to be no recession. All over the place anymore.
I'm going to tell you the truth. We've been in recession ever since. You know, they just change how they calculate the numbers and how they figure everything out. And then it's, you know, oh, the inflation, you know, they say the inflation rate is down. And that's still going up, just that the rate that it's going up is slower.
That, and if you ever watch the unemployment numbers, they revise them every month, and they the revision's worse. It never goes the other way.
Right about that. I saw where, I forget which company was getting ready to lay off 7,000. And then they're starting to lay off left and right now.
Laying off 15,000, or looking for early retirement. They're cutting 15,000 employees.
In California, you know, they gave them $20 an hour for fast food workers, and that closed up a bunch of restaurants and did away with a bunch of jobs, and now they want a 70-cent raise.
Realize that given raising minimum wage that high is part of the problem, not including all the spending of money like they're doing, like just there's a money tree out back somewhere.
Where they're saying they're going to go after all these companies price gouging. But, I mean, let's say you caused the price of fuel to deliver to go up, and then you gave everybody mandatory raises to make the wages go up, and then wondered why the prices of everything went up.
Yeah, maybe one day they'll figure it out. I don't think it's going to be anytime soon.
Well, I'm going to say 7-3. I'm sitting here in the parking spot, so got to get this awesome Friday started and get it over with. So you have a good one. Be safe out there. Tell Miss Elise we said hey, and we'll catch up with you guys later. KN4TFW.
And good to talk to you this morning, and I hope you have an awesome day. KO4HKX, and I'm clear.